Government agencies and private charities and corporations are looking for ways to help survivors of Hurricane Katrina. So are many children. NPR's Kathleen Chalk reports.
Last week, the Cantor girls were glued to their TV. High school freshman Jackie and her little sister Melissa were trying to explain the calamity to their littler sister Jenna. They decided to draw some pictures.
We drew Katrina with rain, and we drew a little helicopter with a smiley face and ears and a long rope coming down to save someone. Below it, it says toxic soup, and then directly below it says backpacks.
The idea of sending backpacks to kids displaced by the hurricane came to Jackie in the middle of the night.
More than just sending out bags, like, you know, plastic bags or grocery bags full of supplies and full of things, coloring books, things to make them feel better, backpacks can also become sort of a home for them. It's really going to make them feel like they have something of their own when they've lost everything.
The girls' dad, Steve, sent out a few emails, and together they designed a web page telling people how to participate.
We should definitely have a page for kids, a page for volunteers, a page for, like, what we're doing, a page for backpacks and, like, how to make them. Maybe that could combine with the page for kids.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
And Project Backpack took off. The Cantors heard from hundreds of parents and kids in Bethesda, Maryland, where they live, and then from people all over the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. More than 2,000 backpacks have already come in. Emily Seibel and her little sister Caroline have been running around their house collecting things to load into their packs. Some are new, some are just slightly used.
How about, like, this octopus?
For the younger kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do this one for the younger kid.
Because pink.
Yeah.
Look at this. I think they'd really like that.
They grab a pink squishy ball and race downstairs. Second grader Ben Goodfriend and his little brother have their selections just about ready. They're including a lot of school supplies.
Color pencils, markers, two regular pencils,
and a kaleidoscope.
A pad, and $2. That's my allowance.
Ben says he's been upset by some of the pictures he's seen in the paper.
It would be hard to live in a sports stadium and not have your own house and not be able to sleep in a real bed.
Ben leans way across the table and picks up a drawing of a field with grass in it and a blue sky.
It's a card that says, "I hope everything turns out okay."
But Ben says he knows some kids have lost everything, even their parents. It's a lot of sadness for a second grader to absorb. But kids taking part in Project Backpack say being able to pack and send off backpacks is making them feel a little better. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.